because like they're showing him around the ship or some shit, and Kirk's like taking him into the turbo lift or whatever, which I always loved the TOS turbo lift because you got to hold onto that lever like it's the old timey subway, which is great.
It kind of makes sense, but also like I was thinking about this in this episode specifically, where no one like you're just in this enormous ship, and like they're getting hit. And no one has any seatbelts whatsoever or anything to hold on to. Like,
no.
Everyone's just rattling around like fucking jigsaw pieces.
They should, like, make everything, like, cushioned.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like, it's like a bed ship. Right?
Carpeting everywhere, I would say.
Take out the middleman.
Oh, that's pretty good, Jim boy. Yeah, we'll get on a bed ship. Get that sativa nonsense. Get some of that Romulan mescaline going.
Yeah. The good thing, Jim, is we're already wearing pajamas all the time. I mean, you guys sleep in these outfits, right? I do.
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that every date of this mission thus far, you're wearing underwear underneath these things?
What a waste of time.
Am I? Wait. 400 people on this ship, Jim boy. I'm the only one freeballing.
I, for one, love the smell of vinegar.
I thought we were all familiar.
But I really feel like every single episode, somebody should be getting their head jammed into the side of a console and getting murdered accidentally. Because they're just rattling around
on
it.
Well, I think that's what a lot of these like extras are doing. You ever see like an extra fall down on the bridge. Wait,
Jim, you hit a gopher up there, and now 15 people are dead below deck.
The Enterprise's HR manager must be in hell.
Oh, that dude hates his job. No, but the thing I was saying is, so they're taking this guy around the ship, and they pass by a woman officer.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, hi, Captain. And he's like, hello. And then the guy...
Dude is fucking horny as shit.
Dude, it's awesome, because he's just like, a woman? And then, God bless terrible 1960s television, the score just goes, like a fucking sex horn starts playing.
But here's the thing. That's fine. Like, it's not great, but it's fine. But the subplot of this episode is the most misogynist thing that this show has done to date, which is the sexy woman computer that they have.
Oh, dude.
That ruins everything.
Oh, so it's like they went to some like starbase or some planet to get some upgrades, and Kirk is like, and the thing that was really fucked up is this way station was completely run by women, and they decided to play a game. And like every time he talks to the computer, it's like, oh, don't you want some hot hunk of man?
Look, and the computer giggles.
But like, look, I know it's a good thing to give the Lebanese electronics shop your business. I get that. You got to take something like this to the Geek Squad. Don't go to some random planet to get it fixed.
Yeah,
get the fucking Federation you a new fucking...
Or an alternate example to say the same thing, when Steve needs new headphones, and instead of going to Best Buy, he goes to one of those like bootleg electronic stores in Manhattan and buys one for $10.
Yeah.
And what happens, Steve? They break before you get it out of the box.
Break immediately. Yeah, they do.
Got to go to Best Buy.
But like, it's just
gotta beam up some geeks.
But it's like, I'm having sex with my computer because the computer wants to have sex with him.
Right.
And like, it's like
her. It's the plot of her.
It's, yeah, exactly. It's very flirty.
You're dating your computer?
What of it?
Rooney Mara's like, what? Rooney Mara beams on board for a second.
I'm going to hit it and then hit the escape key.
Amy Adams just shows up. Are you sure you don't want to
escape
with me?
Escape is not working. Control Alt Delete. Control Alt Delete. Oh, no. Spock, bring up the task bar.